George MacDonald. Had he had more of the wisdom of the serpent, he would not have carried them the New Testament as an ending of strife, the words of the Lord as an enlightening law. He would perhaps have known that to try too hard to make people good is one way to make them worse, that the only way to make them good is to be good, remembering well the beam and the mote, that the time for speaking comes rarely, the time for being never departs. If I find my position, my consciousness, that of one from home, nay, that of one in some sort of prison, if I find that I can neither rule the world in which I live nor my own thoughts or desires, that I cannot quiet my passions, order my likings, determine my ends, will my growth forget when I would or recall what I forget, that I cannot love where I would or hate where I would, that I am no king over myself, that I cannot supply my own needs, do not even always know which of my seeming needs are to be supplied, and which treated as impostors. If, in a word, my own being is every way too much for me, if I can neither understand it, be satisfied with it, nor better it, may it not well give me pause, the pause that ends in prayer, when my own scale seems too large for my management, when I reflect that I cannot account for my existence, have had no poorest hand in it, neither should I not like it, can do anything towards causing it to cease, when I think that I can do nothing to make up those I love any more than to those I hate. For evils I have done them, and sorrows I have caused them, that in my worst moments I disbelieve in my best loathe my worst, that there is in me no wholeness, no unity, that life is not a good to me, for I scorn myself, when I think all or any such things,